Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I was just listening for another song, but we're going to begin as I started a little late because we had to start. We thought that we had it set up at 6 o'clock, but it wasn't set up. So that was other days. So it's just that it was a misunderstanding, and now we are starting. But let us begin with a word of prayer. And I just want to pray and ask the Lord to be with us tonight as we are here on the prayer line. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you, Father. Lord, servants, we need you, Jesus, because there's nothing else in this world that can come and teach us and tell us. And you said that you will send your Holy Spirit that it may lead and guide us. And Father, there's no other entity can do it. But you have done it already. So, Father, we accept your word, and we pray tonight that you fill us with the Holy Spirit and help us, Lord, Father, and that we may share, that we would just press one and just tell of the goodness what God has done, because it's nothing good in us, but it's your goodness, Father, that you have kept us. Lord, you have blessed us and each one of us, Lord. Our children, we don't hear no bad news, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father, for this prayer line. Lord, thank you that we can come together to worship and pray. And Lord, when that day come, Lord Jesus, you're going to see and you're going to show us what we have done, the time that you give us on this earth. And for one good thing, Father, there's been many times our brothers and sisters have joined this prayer line and give you praise and thanks and worship. And Father, we are grateful because it's not me and none of us that bring your children to the prayer line, but it's you, Father, your power and your word and your good that bring them to the prayer line to share the goodness of God, because God said we have to have a testimony or we have to have some praise, because what he has done for us, waking us up this morning and just touched us and give us a breath of fresh air. Oh, Father, all of your goodness, you put food on the table, Lord. Lord, you give us light and air, and you give us all these things, Lord, that we can enjoy this time while we're here on earth. So now, Father, as I pray, bless each and every one that come to the prayer line. I'm asking you to bless their homes. I'm asking you to bless their finance. Lord, bless everything about them, Lord Jesus. You see your children that's needing and that's in need or for whatever they need. For Father, I'm asking that you take care of each and every one of us. Take care of our children, Lord. Jesus, we put them in your hand because, Lord, after all, we were children ourselves, and we didn't do all things right. And now our children are growing up. Lord, I'm asking you to lead and guide them. Keep them and protect them. And, Lord, and I'm asking for that you let everyone come and that they may share the goodness how God has blessed each and everyone on this prayer line. Father, we ask him for your Holy Spirit. Can't do nothing without it. And we asking you, Jesus, to take our prayers to our Father and plead our case before the Father and let him show us, Lord, his grace and his mercy, how he has long suffered and patient with us. So thank you, Father, for all your goodness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on to share. And I'm going to open the line. But, you know, I want to just read something. I was out today. I was sharing some literature. I was people reading my vehicle, reading the Ten Commandments on my vehicle. I saw these people reading, and I saw them sitting on their porch. So I backed up and I went, and I said, "Oh, how you doing, ladies?" I said, "I just would like to give you this little pamphlet," and it says God Rulership, the Sabbath. And as I was sharing it with them, the young man come out and he said that he is a teacher of the Word of God. And so we was discussing some things. And as we were discussing the Word of God, and he was just talking about what he teaches. And then I was telling him, I said, and he looked at the thing with the Sabbath. He said, "Well," he said, "your Sabbath could be," and because he was trying to tell me that my Sabbath could be on Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. He said, "But other people have Friday, they Sabbath from Saturday sunset to Sunday sunset." So regardless what he was saying, I told him, I say, "Look, young man," I said, "we're going to sum this up quick." And as I told him about some things I shared with him, I said, "I want to give you this book here talks about the Sunday law and how things going to play a part in the United States of America." I said, "Please read this, and then you'll be able to teach others." I said, "Study the Word of God, amen, and make sure you understand and that God give you more light than just what you study from these books that man has wrote." So I just want to thank God for this blessing that the knowledge he give us on this prayer line and through reading his word. So sisters and brothers, I'm going to begin, open the line, and I'm going to read my scripture later. So I want to go in between. I don't want to talk too much. I want to be able to open the line and allow my sisters and brothers to give their testimony and scripture reading. So we're going to open the first. I see that 985. 647, I will open your line so you can begin to share. Amen. You can share what God has done for you. So you can go ahead. Amen. Your line is open. And give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I thank God for blessing us and bringing us through last night while we had all kind of rain and hail, and oh, it just rained some last night. But thank God he brought us through this morning, and it wasn't no rain. So I thank God for today. It was a little bit real airish, and that's what it'd be at night. So today, I think it was a little cool today too. So I thank God, but I've been cool because I'm just holding a little sinus problem. But let me read a prayer. God gonna work it all out. Father, it is not always easy to love those close to me. Sometimes they frustrate me, and other times they cause me to worry. Give me wisdom to see past my own feelings and to understand what is right and helpful in every situation. Give me compassion to see good for others and discernment to know truly is good. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. We thank God for these devotion prayers because otherwise we wouldn't know a situation. If we take it in our own hand, we mess it up. So I thank God right now I have a leader in God because before I always would mess it up because I always go straight to war. That's all my temple would tell me. But now I go through God. He give me a pause now, and he wait, going through me. You got to wait, let me handle this. And I thank him for now the way I handle things and respond. And I hope my brothers and sisters heard it, that are getting mad and getting angry. Because some people can take you so far. But through God, you know, you just smile and or just go it on and don't say nothing. But I used to couldn't take nothing. It just was a quick hit. But I thank God from Jesus now and thank him for lifting me up, turning me around, and feet on solid ground now. I'm so happy that I found my Savior and learning what he loves. Amen. I just want you to pray for my family, at Been Like family, and God's Way Ministry family, and all my brothers and sisters around the four corner globe. And just lift up my niece and all my other people in the facilities that are on the bed of affliction. And God bless each and every one. Amen. Brother John.
This is our Brother John from Louisiana. I'd say hello to everyone. And just want to thank God for another blessed day. Today as I really do just be happy for every day that I wake up to see. And, you know, just continue to, like I said, spread the word to others. And I go through things differently. Like my wife was saying, you know, just the different situations I handle different in an enlightening way, a better way to handle it. You know, try to avoid the stress and everything, and anger and stuff like that. But I know we got to go through things sometimes. But a lot of times we want things perfect like life, but you have to go through things so you can learn, you know, from them. So that's why I take the good along with the bad. So the good things I go through, I learn from, and the bad things I learn from. And a lot of times I used to go through it, but now in this point of my life, I don't just go through it. The bad things, I grow through it, you know. So that's the key to it. Don't just go through it, grow through it. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother John. Brother John is growing through all his blessings, and I just thank God for the words that I hear with Sister Brenda. My sister Brenda is growing in Christ, but all we can do is give God the praise, and we give him honor and glory, because as he's using you all to come, prayer line, to listen and to learn more about him. And as you read and study, Brother John, we can hear. We can hear your growth, and we see it. And we're just giving God praise for that. At Ben Light Ministry, been listening to you for the last so many years. And we see and hear all your growth. So we are praising God for that. That his word is not in vain. Amen. So brothers and sisters, as we are here on this prayer line, welcome you first. I want to welcome you all to Advent Light Ministry and ask that you would press 1 and share your testimony. I know God has given you a testimony because he woke us up this morning. I'm going to share my testimony, but I'm going to first read. I wanted to read a scripture from Isaiah when God said that Christ, what did he come for? I was looking for that because he said he came to heal the brokenhearted. Let me find it. I'm thinking it's Isaiah chapter six. But let me get there right quick. I may not have it right, but I know it's in Isaiah. Let me get this. Okay, let me see if this is it. It says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counsel, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And you see that? Sisters and brothers, in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6, he says, the Everlasting Father. And when I look at that and I remember what Christ had said to what one of his disciples, he said, you said, ask for the Father. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. And when you read in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, he said, he's the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, all this Christ. They said a son shall be given and the government shall be upon his shoulder. But the one that I was also looking for, what did Christ come for? He said he came to heal the brokenhearted, to mend the heart. He comes to heal the sick, and all these things Christ comes. And he help us and forgive us for our sins, because only Christ, if Christ had not given his life, you know, where would we be if we don't have no forgiveness? We have to pay for sin. So Christ paid the price. So sisters and brothers, as I was in Houma today, I stopped by some people house that I knew, and we just was discussing the Bible. And as we were discussing the Bible, I shared the literature. The young man was come out and he told me that he teaches the word. And I as I was sharing the word, this is talking about the Sabbath. And so he said, yeah, well, the Sabbath, he was telling us where they had including him, that was 2, 3, 4, it had 5 of us, okay? And he was kind of pretty much talking to all of us about the Sabbath. And he's talking about how he studied with Jews, and it's 4 different other religions. And so as he said, he studied with these people, and he's believe that the Sabbath is from Friday sunset to Saturday and then Sunday. But I given him that word, and I told him, I say, look, I say, one thing, I want to share this book with you, and as you read this book going to tell you about Sunday. I say, well, the bottom line is the Bible speaks, because he, well, let me go back. He mentioned what Christ says in Matthew chapter 5. He said Christ came to fulfill the law. And I said, yes, that's what Christ said. And I said, Christ is fulfilling the law, but what you think, the law of God done away with? As Paul said, no, the law. He said, because Christ said the law, if we do not obedient to his law, well, and I give him a good example. I say, well, just think about it. Look at the world. What is going on in the world? The world is full of sin. I say, Christ just not telling us just to love and have his spirit. And that's what he was trying to say. All we have to do is love and have the spirit of God, and the spirit is in our heart. And yeah, all that is nice. I say, but Christ is telling us this world is sick with sin. And I say, if Christ had not come to forgive us and to place his blood for that sacrifice, sisters and brothers, where would we be today? So the young man, they don't understand everything to have done. But I told him this. This was the last thing. I say, well, this what you read. Read this book. And I say, bottom line, I say, there's coming something in this world. I say, first of all, we all know about the one world order. And then second, that one world order is going to lead us to a point of a Sunday, a one day, a one order, meaning it's going to be one day man going to bring in, the other day the Sabbath. And I say, well, when you look at these two, God says that man ought to worship him. And then I brought him to the scripture, showing him that Revelation 10. The Bible says any man worship the beast, he's going to receive his mark, because they were saying, I can worship God any day. I say, but God said worship him on the seventh day Sabbath. And, you know, sisters and brothers, I give them that book. I say, read this book. And I say, pray. That's one day. I say, I'm going to leave you with this last thing. Remember, when that Sunday law come into being enforced, remember that you heard it and know that you got to have to make a choice, because when you work or if you buy or sell, I say, that Sunday law. And look, the young man said, oh, yeah, you know what? He said, there is a Sunday law. He said, but I ain't worried about no Sunday law. He said, because laws come and laws go. I say, sir, it will make a difference. I say, study the book to get familiar with it. And I say, then, I said, because you do take that mark, well, then you take in the mark of the beast. And you are taking a man-made day, which is Sunday. So bottom line, I told him, read the book. So by God's grace, I pray that, and I told him, I said, you read the book and you teach all your other family. I said, because this is going to be very important. I said, and you will hear it. It's going to be worldwide news. When you hear it, know that. I said, don't take my word. So brothers and sisters, we got to get this word out, because people do not understand it at all. And just to warn them, and I told him, I said, look, God told me to blow the trumpet, and that's all I'm doing. I said, give it to you, and now it's on your own hand. So people do not see if my brothers and sisters have pressed one. So I just want to give thanks to God that I was able to share that with those people, all of them that were sitting on that porch, and to give them that. It is the power of God, Holy Spirit, going to do the rest. There's nothing else we can do after that. And the book, I say, sir, if you read it, you will get better understanding. So I just want to thank God for his promise. So I'm going to open the line for others. Amen. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for pressing one. I see the hands, and I will open the next line. I want to welcome everybody again to Advent Light Ministry on this Sunday evening. We not taking no specific day as worship. We worship on the Sabbath. We worship on God on a true Sabbath and keep his Sabbath holy. But we give God worship and praise every day. That's what the people don't understand. You can tell them that, but yet things go back. But on Sunday, as we are fellowshipping, as we on the prayer line, thanking God for this day also, he is good, and he give us every day. But he said, worship him on his true holy day. Amen? So now we will open the line for 843-243-206. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. This is Sister Taimiko from Florida, and I'm just grateful for all that the Lord has been doing for me and my family. So I just want to thank him and give him all praise and honor and glory, because he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm just so grateful. And I thank him for my church family. It is such a blessing to be in church and be praying with all of my brothers and sisters. This Sabbath, my son and daughter came to church. We had a blessed day, and after church was over, we went out and we were feeding the homeless and the poor. We had a special service after church to give the homeless and the poor showers, to give them clean clothes, and to give them food to eat, water to drink, and fruit to eat as well. So I thank God that I was a part of that service. And I just want to thank everyone for praying for me and my family. So thank you so much. And I do have a scripture I'd like to read. From Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. Praise the Lord. Amen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. So God is so good. He protects us. He shields us. We don't have to worry, because he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So I thank you so much, and I'm grateful to share my love with each and every one of you. I love you all from the heart, my brothers and sisters, and thank you for opening my line, Sister Viola. I love you, and we continue to pray for each and every one of you. Continue to pray for my family as well. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye-bye.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Taimiko, for your scripture reading. Thank you for your love that you send towards the prayer line every time. And we are praising God that you have gone out. What Christ said, do is go out and feed the hungry, talk to people, and share the word with the people. Thank you, sister. May God bless you and continue to bless your family to keep going to church. God, I mentioned that to you. I said, the Lord will work through you, Sister Taimiko, to help your brothers and sisters. So God is working. So you keep that. Keep that prayer up, and we will keep the prayer for you here on the prayer line. So thank you once again. God bless you. And sisters and brothers, we're going to open the next line. Amen. 518-985. Your line is open. Amen. 518, your line is open. You can hear me?
Eight, 951, right? Good evening, Sister Leola,
yeah,
and brothers and sisters on this side. This is Sister Powell. Thank God that I am here with you and to hear. You know, I just came on, my dear beloved, you know, so I did not heard the first part. I heard Sister Leola speaking about, you know, the Sabbath. I know I just said it is the Sabbath, and what God have given unto her, you know, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and also the ministry, so that she was able, you know, what I saw, I am just talking, was able to place the Ten Commandments on our van door. And while I was there, you know, it brings joy in my heart to know that these individuals have been getting this witness by seeing, just seeing the Ten Commandments. And I do know on our door, and I do know that they really look and they read it. And we just pray that when they read it, they will come to the understanding that that is the law of God, and also the great law that the world is fighting on what God has given unto us, the Sabbath, the 7-day Sabbath to the first day of the week. So, you know, we have a work, as she was saying, to share the truth to everyone who we come contact. And I can say, my dear beloved, God have been using me to do the sharing is a commandment, sharing is true to everyone who I come contact with, young, old, middle age. And you know what, my dear beloved, I have witnessed while sharing the word. You know, I saw young people came listening, sitting in church, listening to the word. And I also witnessed a baptism by two of my community granddaughter, who mostly helped, she and her husband, on the project that I've been doing. One is around 10 and the other is around 11. And also witnessed by my community granddaughter, she called me aunt. You know, she married to one of my cousins. She accepted Christ and went into the watery grave yesterday. And my dear, she came to me and she said, Auntie, I would like you to be there. I'm going to get baptized. And I told her, yes, I will be. So while we were in church yesterday, you know, I didn't know, really know it was yesterday she was going. She whispered and said, Auntie, I hope you will be with me at the baptism. I said, sure, I will. So I went home, and then after have lunch, I went back to church, and I joined the chat and show. I was there on the phone with the chat and show actually for quite a while. And then when the program started, I went down. So I was able to be there with the group and with the pastor in the pastor's office. I was there because she clung on me, my dear beloved, and said, Auntie, I want you to stay with me. I pray with our comforter. Because, you know, when you decided to give your life to the Lord, the devil is at work. He work because he doesn't want you, you know, to accept the light and the truth. And, you know, she was just there crying, and she cried, and I comforted her, and the pastor came, and they comforted her. Anyhow, my dear beloved, she went into, after the two children baptized her, she went into the watery grave, and she had baptized coming out, my dear. It was a crying. It was, you know, I just said that she was joy. The joy flowed to see, you know, where she coming from, because she goes through a lot, my dear beloved. And, you know, the enemy wants you out there, you know, wants you and telling you all manner of things. But I just want to give God thanks for God released whatever she was bearing, whatever she was going through. The Lord release her, and she have got baptized. So I'm just sorry. Her name is Mrs. Moore. I'm asking you to continue to pray for her so that she will be strengthened, she will be encouraged by her brothers and her sister to mentor her, and also encouraged by having a connection close, drawn with the Lord by studying His Word. So that's how, you know, my heart is rejoicing to see, as the Lord said, I rejoice when I see one soul, one sinner come to Him. So So yeah. I know the angel is with her. And also, my dear beloved, we work on the project, the Rosie Project, and my dear sister, we, after we went down this morning, you know, I fixed the lunch and we went down, and after there, not just the project, there was another project there in the same property at the same place, and eventually I saw some things there that I need to help do, counsel my young granddaughter, and we went in and, you know, tried to help a little. We clear out that. But the men them was working, and they work, my dear, work. And while they finish work, and then I look and I saw it, I just said, Lord, I just thank you for what you have been doing. Show me, and also to these men who faithfully doing the helping on that project. So, my dear beloved, I can say thank you all for prayer, because I know without prayer, it couldn't happen. You know, it couldn't happen, my dear. And with prayer, all things is possible. When you feel, you know, that you are down and out, when you feel like you cannot go along, because sometimes, you know, you feel that you cannot go along. But you know what? God is a God that he stretched out his hand and he said, my child, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you and I will never see you for once. I just want to give God thanks for all the promises that he has given unto me. And, you know, what a God for prayer. You know, yesterday I stood up yesterday after the baptism and they asked, so who would like to have a testimony? And my dear beloved, this is the only chance I feel like I could just present the three angel message, right? I give God the praise. And I thank God for the soul that went down into the watery grave. I thank God for the blessing that he has been blessing our church. I thank God for all the goodness and his mercies towards us. And then I said, my dear beloved, you know, we know that the time is winding up. The Lord is here. The Lord is almost ready to be here. Let us ask him to cover us in his righteousness. And I started, my dear, I don't know, the Lord just using me. And I tell them, this is the time that we have to take the Lord very serious, because you know what? He gave us the truth so that we can go out there in the wilderness. We can go out there amongst the kings and the queens. You know, we can go because he gave us the power and he gave us the truth and the light for us to present to the people. So, my dear, I just pray as the crusade is going on right now, started at, I think, 7 o'clock, you know, but I couldn't after the night to go down, you know, to walk and feel a little tired. I couldn't. So I am here. So let us pray for the crusade so that it will be successful and soul will join. The soul will come to know the Lord and have a personal relationship with him. Thank you, Sister Leola. God is good. He's so great. Thank you, my dear beloved on this land, to listen to Sister Paul. Sister Paul is doing well by the grace of God. And you know what? Continue to pray for our little children, you know, because we know Jesus loves them and the little children is coming home to Jesus. They are the one who making the decision that they want to serve the Lord. So I'm asking you to continue to pray for them. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Sister Power, my heart, all my heart goes out to that young lady. When you said when she went down in that watery grave, look, Sister Power, I thought about myself because I cried too. Because I just, you know, brothers and sisters, when we get baptized, that first love, That's just like anything. That first love, we feel the power of God and the love of God forgiving us of our sins, and the tears just roll down the eyes.
Yes.
And you know what? And I can feel that spirit when Sister Power told me how that young lady, those tears come down her eyes and she knowing that God had forgiven her. And you know, Sister Power, I was just trying to tell this young man this evening, I say, sir, I said, it's the sins. I say, what do you think Christ come for? I say, look at the world. It's full of sin. I say, he said, no, if Christ would have just came for that, he said, we wouldn't be just worrying about just the sin, but it's the spirit. You got to have the spirit. Lord, Sister Power, I just say, Lord, have mercy. And I just asked him, I said, just read this. Read your word and let God in. And that's why it's so important to get out and talk to people and see and listen to them and just try to share something with them, brothers and sisters, just to let them know, just to put something else on their mind. And I just want to read this. You see, when the scripture, when I was telling him about the law, I say, you know why the people crucified Christ? Because they didn't see their need for him. They didn't see the thing that he said he come to fulfill the law. The law that they had constantly talked about is the law of all the things that they kept trying to put so much pressure on people. But God was saying that, look, you trying to kill me. You're breaking the law right now. But look what the word says, Lord, have mercy. Father in heaven, Lord, bless us tonight. Help us to hear. Help us to understand what you've given us, Father. I'm reading from Isaiah, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm reading from Isaiah 58. He said, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Don't you know I told that young man, I said, young man, God told me to lift up the voice like a trumpet. And that, and what it says, show my people their transgressions and the
yes,
house of Jacob their
sin. Of the Jacob thy sin.
And they are refusing to see that you're breaking the law of God. I say, you see what's going on around the world? I say, this is what is the corruption. I say, we are breaking God's commandments, the law. I say, God has come to show us. He forgive us for breaking his law. But it won't be long. He can't keep doing this. It won't go on. God said you got to stop it. So, Lord, have mercy. And as I was reading that, and I was just thinking how you said, Sister Power, that this young lady went down in a watery grave. All the sins that we have committed, God say you're forgiven. Because you know what? She gave it to him. She let it go. And now she's free. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Power, for coming on and sharing that with us. It's so much that we need to hear this, because it's like a mini baptism for us to remember when we went down this, because we really need to hear these things. So good. God is so good. So thank you once again, Sister Power. I would definitely ask you, we want you to offer a prayer for the brothers and sisters, and even those that I was sharing this word with. I'm going to ask you to offer a prayer for them. And Shyla, I text her. She's not talking much, but I know she needs prayers. That baby that's coming here, we don't know what kind of trouble she's going to go through, so we're going to lift up in prayer. So thank you, Sister Power. Let me open the other lines. Amen. So brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you again. Sister Leola is so pleased that you all are here, and I'm asking that you please press 1 if you want to share. Okay, we're going to open the line for 857. Please be brief. Please be brief. And your line is open, 857. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my beloved. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, first of all, I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy because he is good. He's worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request to, don't forget to bring Sister Power the prayer request, Sister Miola. My prayer request today is to pray for my mom. I'm lifting up my mom in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I'm lifting up my mom in prayer. I'm praying for my mom. I'm praying for myself, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, don't forget to tell Sister Power to please lift up Sister Janelle in prayer. Her name is Janelle, J-A-N-E-L-L-E. Sister Janelle, lift up Sister Janelle in prayer. And Sister Power, my dear sister, don't forget to lift up Brother Anthony Freeman, that God will change him, my dear sister. And Sister Power, my dear sister, I have the faith, Sister Power, that God will change Brother Anthony Freeman. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Sister Power, I declare it, Sister Power, in the mighty name of Jesus, God will change Brother Anthony Freeman, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli. We will lift those prayers up by God's grace. And I tell you, you always bring those requests, and your request is being heard. Amen. And those prayers will go up to God. So let us open the line. And we, first of all, we want to thank Brother Eli for his bringing the prayers and his sharing and everything. We just thank you. Amen. At 518-744, your line is open. You can give your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and just praising the Lord, listening here to the prayer line. It's good to hear Sister Tamiko and Sister Powell and Brother Eli. And praise the Lord. A lot of things are going on, Sister, and Sister, you were preaching quite the sermon there. That was awesome to that young man, and I just praise the Lord that you were able to talk to him. I was talking with my friend John. He's a young man that goes to our church. He actually is probably my closest neighbor through the woods. I can't see his house, but he came over yesterday, and he has got a friend of his that is a pastor here in our little town of Fort Ann. I don't know if that is a Baptist church or if that is Methodist. I'm not 100% sure. But John has been talking to this pastor. They've been friends for many years. He's a fairly young man, probably early 30s, I would say. And he's trying to convince John that the Sabbath is truly Sunday. And, that Christ, when he died, he fulfilled the law, as we were talking. When Jesus said he fulfilled the law, that doesn't mean he did away with the law. That means he lived the law so that we could see that it actually could be done through his power. It wasn't that he lived it and then he did away with it because Satan, it was in the beginning, was telling the other angels that, people can't keep God's law. It's too harsh. It's too strict, so what these people are saying, God did away with the law. That means that the law was not perfect, that the law was, there was something wrong with it, and Christ had to do away with it. Now, if we say that, if God made an imperfect law, he would no longer be God, because God makes no mistakes. So I just came across a verse here really quickly here that I just wanted to share. I'll try to make this brief. Romans 14, verse 5. Just turn to that right now. And this is talking about, this is one of the texts that people use to prove that the Sabbath is no longer, you can worship any day you want. It says here in the King James Version, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Now, if you read that verse, it says nothing about the Sabbath, okay? It says every man esteemeth one day, one man esteemeth one day above another. And if you look at this carefully and the context that this is written in, Paul was talking about the feast days and the, say they had feast days and they celebrated the new moon. They had certain days they called Sabbaths with a small s, but it was not the seventh day Sabbath. It was a feast day or a ceremonial day. That's what Paul was talking about here. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Now, if you go, this is the King James Version, and we have to be very careful of the versions that we read, because if you look at the same verse in the NLT, which is the New Living Translation, it says, in the same way, some think one day is more holy than another day, while others think every day is alike. You should be fully convinced that whichever day you choose is acceptable. Now, this pastor says that this proves that it doesn't matter which day you worship on. Okay? If you take this version, you could read that into there. But if you take the King James Version, there's no way that you can come to that same conclusion. So, brothers and sisters, I know the King James is a little harder to understand at times than some other translations, but I use that one all the time, and if I come to a hard verse, I may look in the Amplified, I may look in the New Revised Standard Version, I'll look in a couple of different versions just to see if I can get a little clearer meaning, but I always go back to the King James to make sure that my doctrine is true and correct. And so just a little note for our listeners, please pray for me and my family. I've been praying for each one of you. You can pray for me, and I thank you, Sister, for opening the line.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, and for coming on and sharing with us. But we know one thing, that the true seven-day Sabbath is not an esteem. It's nothing but God's word. And he said, on the seventh day, God did rest it from all his work. And we can add Revelation chapter 16, man has brought in a day, Brother Rick. And man, we know, as I brought to that young man, I said, listen, brother, I said, the Roman saith that Sunday is their ecclesiastical, I couldn't say ecclesiastical at the time. And he said, I said, you got it. I said, you got it. It's their ecclesiastical authority that they change Sunday. And I said, Sunday is a man-made day, and that day does not match up with the seventh day, what God said that he created and made, and he rested from all work. And what he did, Christ said, and we are to walk as Christ walked, and that's the only way. And you know what, Brother Rick? As we are true Seventh-day Adventists, we believe that, we keep that, until Christ comes.
Amen.
If anything wrong, let it be wrong on the side of the Bible. So I believe that,
amen.
And I'm going to stay with that word until Christ come in the clouds of glory. So I praise him for that. So thank you, Brother Rick, for confirming or just, you know, sharing that, because I heard it today. Oh, I take every day for Sabbath. I say, okay, I'm not going to discuss that. I just shut it down and just left it at that. Just read the book. So thank you, Brother Rick. And sometimes we got to do that with people. So thank you, my brother.
Amen.
And as we continue, God is keep on blessing us. So we're going to open the next line because we got
If there's anyone else would like to share, press 1 and you have time to share. I have time for 2 more if you press 1. If there's 2 more, I have time to open your line. If there's no one, well, we can go into prayer. Amen. Okay. We have 301-868. We're going to ask you to give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Hello, how do you? This is Sister Steph. I'm calling from the Maryland area. Just a blessing to be on the line and to really hear, just the wonderful praises from our beloved. It is very encouraging to know that God is still in the business of blessing His wonderful people. And we often talk about, we have gotten caught up. So thank you so much for that, Brother Rick. We have gotten caught up in all of these, versions, amen. And we want things to be clearer. But we know that with the Holy Spirit, it brings clarity. In anything that we don't know, the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. And so I thank you so much for pointing that out, because it does become confusing when you're studying or when you might be in church and you have the King James Version Bible, but the message, the scripture that they're reading, it's not connecting, right? Because they're using a different version. We know that God is not an author of confusion. And so I'm with you. That is my Bible that I go to. Anything I don't know, I ask and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give me the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding for that. And so I thank you, for just sharing that to us being on the line. I thank God for everything that He allows to happen in my path, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, because I know that He's working it out on my behalf, will work out what the enemy has meant for bad on behalf of me to be good. I thank Him for even my voice. Just the simple thing, how difficult it is when you're not able to speak, when you're not feeling 100%. And I thank God for His healing power and for the strength that He has given me. So continue to pray. I am will be, as I tell people, I don't get older. I'm not getting older. I'm getting seasoned. So I will be blessed with another year on God's earth, and I appreciate the fact that, God has put me here for this time, and I pray that He will continue to work on my behalf so that I can become more like Him. So thank you, Sister Leola. I am blessed to have my mom still alive and still hearing all of the great things that God is using her to do, and I want to be like her when I grow up. And so I thank God for, the strength that He has given her and the purpose that He has bestowed on her. Amen?
Amen. 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 Sister Tim, you have a request for prayer? I know you have
Continue to pray. Yeah, continue to pray for me. Pray for, my children. Pray for my class. I have an observation coming up on Thursday. Pray that God will allow that to go well. The Spirit and His light will be in that room, and they will not see me or hear me, but they will hear Him and see Him.
Amen. Amen. Will do. Will do, my sister. We'll pray, and we're going to be going into the prayer after this call. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming and sharing your blessings to us. And, just keep all and as you on chat and chew. Sister Stephanie have chat and chew on Sabbath from 2 to 5:30, I think. So anyone wants to join, you can call Sister Stephanie, you can call Sister Leola, and chat and chew on the Sabbath. Amen. So thank you.
And we're looking at
Stephanie
and Sister Leola, we're looking at Christ object lesson. That's what we're really looking at. Because we want to be more like Christ. We want to do and use His example in everything that we do.
Amen. Amen. Okay. And you can call me, and sometime I should have these numbers ready But right now, Sister Stephanie, we don't have the time, but we're going to open this next line so I can get Sister Powell to pray. Oh, you know what, Sister Stephanie? I can ask you today. Let Sister Powell rest. I'm going to come back to you, and I'll ask prayer. And I see I'm about to open up Brother Richardson. He can give us a prayer, too, by God's grace.
Amen, amen.
Before
amen.
Brother Akeem, come on. So, amen. So let
amen.
Us open this next line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. So, brothers and sisters, I'm going to say welcome once again to my brothers and sisters that you've been patient. And give me just a second. Thanking you with the love of God, we're going to open this line. That is 931-332. Your line is open. Amen. You can
Thank
give
you.
Us your name and where you're calling.
Thank you. Open up a line. This is Elder Richardson from Tennessee. was so glad to hear my beloved sister Stephanie. She sang very well. That time her voice was really, and I prayed for her, and I pray that she will be well and be ready and going and up and moving on. Amen. Amen. Thank you. I like to just sing some because of time. I wouldn't keep the line up for too long. So just like to sing this song, and I hope our hearts are blessed. When they ring those gold bells for me, there's a land beyond the river that we call sweet forever, and we only have faith decree will gain for those that dwell with me more true. When they ring those bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells no ringing off? To hear the angels singing, take glory, hallelujah, to believe in that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, when our days shall know their number, when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands the spirit to be free. Oh, nevermore with anguish laden, we shall reach that lovely heaven. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells no ringing ding? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond that shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and for me.
Amen. Let's hold on there, brethren and sisters. Let's be faithful. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Okay, now, brothers and sisters, we're going to open the line for Sister Stephanie again. But Brother Richardson, thank you for that song. That song brought a little a peace and a calmness and set the stage for Sister Brother
Amen.
Richardson. We're going to open her line. Thank you so much. If we have time, if Brother Akeem don't come on, Brother Richardson, I wanted you to offer a prayer and lift up Sister Stephanie. A matter of fact, why don't you lift up Sister Stephanie first, and then we'll let her come on. You know, you lift her up because she's going to lift others up for me. So if you can offer a prayer for her right now, please.
Amen. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Master, our Friend, our Big Brother, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, I'm asked to lift up my dear beloved Sister Stephanie. Lord, you know everything about her, dear God. And I pray, God, at this time, at this moment, that you will bring to her heart the peace and the blessing that is needed in her life. Lord, that she may know that you cares and love her, and you, Lord, will bless her tremendously in spite of whatever her struggles in life that she's going through with, dear God. I pray your peace upon her. I pray your healing upon her. I pray your grace be bestowed upon her. And I'm praying, dear God, that you will give her, Lord, of your blessing that she so requires and she's asking in the needs in her life. But my God then shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory through Jesus Christ. So bless her, I pray. And, Lord, that she will be faithful and that she will trust and serve and surrender her life and be faithful unto death to love you in whatever capacity, whatever, Lord, her circumstances, dear God, that she will say like Paul, that I'm persuaded, that neither height nor depth nor things present nor things to come nor any other creature will be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So bless her, I pray again, and bless all on the line, and bless the incoming speaker, Pastor Akeem, in a special way, for Christ's sake.
Amen, amen. Thank you once again, Brother Richardson, for lifting up our sister, and we will open her line now. Amen. Sister Stephanie, I don't know if you heard all the requests, but I'm asking to please lift up Sister Power. I'm going to just say this, Sister Power, niece or granddaughter. I'm going to say granddaughter because most of she's the grandma of all. Lift
Amen.
This child up, because when we know Satan goes after us when we get baptized, so please lift her up. And lift up Shiloh. You know Shiloh will be going
mm-hmm.
in with that baby soon and very soon. Lift up our sister and her grandchildren, Sister Katie. She's always asking for prayers. Sister O, Sister Tamiko, children going to church. Lift them up. We need prayers on the prayer line. So lift up all brothers and sisters. You heard the request, Brother Eli. And go on, sister. You got it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads right now as we go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we touch and agree with the prayers that have gone up, Lord. We know that it is a privilege to come. It is something that you have asked us to do. Pray without ceasing because you're hearing your children. And so we come before you and we surrender, Lord, our faults. We surrender all the things that we want to do, Lord. We surrender it at your feet. And we pray, Lord, that you will transform our hearts so that it will be connected with you, so that our will be connected to what your purpose is for our life. And so I pray, Lord, for Brother Richardson and Sister Richardson and their venture and their ministry. I pray, Lord, that you will expand their territory, you will strengthen them, Lord, and you will allow your spirit to move mightily as they go in through the byway and the highway, Lord, where individuals, Lord, will see your light through them and come, Lord, to know and to serve you. Lord, we lift up to you, Lord, each and every person that is connected on this line, Sister Tamiko, and the vision and the mission that you have given her, Lord. We pray, Lord, for her children, Lord. You know them by name, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will breathe on them so that they each will be surrendered, Lord, to your will, so that you are able to mold them, you are able to fashion them, and most importantly, Lord, you are able to transform them in your own image. I pray for our grandchildren, Mason, Kalan, and Kalana, Lord. I pray that you will continue to lead them, Lord. The word says a little child should lead the way, and I pray that they will lead their parents, Heavenly Father, to have a high experience with you.
Yeah,
Lord, we know that our son is in prison, but, Lord, you have many of your disciples, many of your followers that were in prison, and you use them mightily. And so I pray, Lord, that you will use our son mightily, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the nephew, Lord, that was in prison for a while. But because of your prayers, Lord, because of the prayers of the righteous that avail it much, Lord, you have allowed him to walk up. And I pray, Lord, that he will still be on fire for you, because it was by your grace, it was by your will and the power, your power, why he was able to leave out, Lord. Lord, I pray for Brother Rick and his family member, Lord, his mother and his father, his daughter, his wife, his grandchildren, Lord, and the children's father. Lord, you know everything about that situation, and we pray that you will intercede on their behalf. Heavenly Father, let him get an experience with you so that he will be changed and fully surrender his life as you have given him the opportunity, Lord, to choose you. We pray, Lord, that you will touch his heart, and he will not harden his heart, but he will give you his will to be entwined with your will as well, Heavenly Father. Pray for Sister Powell down there, Heavenly Father, that at 81, Lord, she is still doing your work. I pray that you will strengthen her, Heavenly Father, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Give her the strength that she needs, the wisdom that she needs, Lord. And I pray that you will allow the people to come and the funds, Lord, to come. We thank you in advance for all that you're doing with this venture, and we pray that you will continue, Lord, to allow individuals, Lord, to know that when you are in the midst, all things are well. When you are in the mix, all things will be perfect, and you will allow money to come. You will allow the laborers to come so that that house can be finished, and that young lady and her son who has been with Sister Powell since he was a baby, you have given him that right spirit, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that you will continue to fashion him as you are moving him into this purpose to spread your word and your gospel, Heavenly Father. I pray for each and every person on the line, Brother Eli, his mom, Lord. He's been praying for all of the Javel and Jarvis, Lord. I pray that you will continue, Lord, to draw them closer. But most importantly, Lord, you will give Eli your peace and your comfort, and let him know that you are in control, and everything happens on your timing, not on our timing, but on your timing. And so I pray for Sister Leola as the host. I pray for the speaker that is coming on, Lord. I pray that you will empower him with the word, with the message that we need to hear for this time, Lord, so that our hearts will be agitated and we will see our need for you and we will cling closer to you, Lord. I pray for the bereaved, Lord. I pray for the individuals that are looking for healing, Lord. I pray for each and every person on this line. Allow us to be changed. Sister Katie and her grandchildren and her children, we pray a special double portion of the Holy Spirit
on them, Heavenly Father, and on each and every person that is connected to this line. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise, and we pray for forgiveness of anything that we have done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will forgive us and remove those things from us that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, Brother Akeem is here. He has pressed 1, and we will open his line. We want to thank you, Sister Stephanie, for definitely lifting up the prayer. And brothers and sisters, she prayed also collectively the prayer. So you continue to pray for one another each on this prayer line, that we all, that God will see our hearts and help and strengthen us. So continue that prayer in your prayer closet. Amen. So thank you once again, Sister Stephanie, and thank Mama Powell for coming and just doing that work, and may God continue to bless us. So let us open the line, and also I want to thank Brother Richardson once again. So brothers and sisters, we will open the line for Brother Akeem, and he will begin his speaking. Amen. Brother Akeem, you can give your Pastor Akeem. Pastor Akeem, I just can't get it right. But he's here.
No,
your line is
right.
Open. Amen, amen. Go ahead, Pastor. Okay.
Okay. And no worries. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and
amen.
I appreciate just being able to be here with you all. And so this evening we may go through some things that we have gone through before on the prayer line. But it's just some things that have hit me and over these past few weeks, and it has been a tremendous blessing as I've been looking at it, the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. And so as we look at this, I would ask you as we prepare, as we go into prayer, if you would pray with me as we begin once more. Father in heaven, illuminate our minds and our hearts. Give us wisdom and understanding as we delve into this topic. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen our hearts and our minds, that we may be able to receive, to understand and receive the words of truth and live in light of them. This is what I pray and I ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so the reason I touch on this, friends, is because one of the things that I've been realizing is happening is that there has been a growth within Adventism, and I have been facing it, whether it be at church or in religious circles. That is the subject of the Godhead of Christ, the subject of the Godhead of the Holy Spirit. And so this is one of the reasons I wanted to go through it with each and every one of us, so that we can see what the Bible says concerning it and also what inspiration reveals concerning it. And so as we start this evening, we'll be going in our Bibles to the book of John chapter 16 and verse 7. And here is where we're going to start seeing and understanding personality of the Holy Spirit before we go into the subject of the very purpose and work of the Holy Spirit. So it says here, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth," Jesus says. This is one of his last discussions with his disciples, or discourses that he's sharing with them. And he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage." And let me do something here. It says, it is expedient. That means it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now notice, it's very interesting in the text, Jesus speaking of the coming Comforter, that word Comforter there, in the original Greek language from which we get the English words, the original Greek word is one who stands beside. So in other words, Jesus is saying, I must go away from you because I can only be at one place at one time. Why? Because Jesus was now in human flesh. God was now dwelling in human flesh. So there are limitations. But Christ said, if I go, I will send the Comforter to you. And this one who stands beside you, who can stand beside all of you and guide you through this life as though you were the only person in the world, this Comforter, and he can strengthen you, comfort you. Notice what Jesus says concerning the Comforter. He says, For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. That's over 13 times going between the words he and himself and him, that Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit by the pronoun that is used for a person. So as he's doing this, we're realizing that, whoa, Christ has literally revealed that the Holy Spirit is actually a personality. And so just as much as the Father is a personality, so is the Spirit. And we'll see that drawn out as we continue. Now, it's powerful. Jesus does this, showing us that even though, yes, the Holy Spirit may not have the anatomy of a human, as Christ possesses now that he's in human flesh forever, the Holy Spirit is a spirit, but he is nonetheless a person, as Jesus is revealing by these pronouns. But not only this, one of the other things I began to realize in Romans chapter 8, very powerful truth that I began to realize here in Scripture. And that is that we have two powerful, powerful people. Three in total, but yes, two powerful people fighting on our behalf. And we'll see what I mean by that. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, Paul states this to the church in Rome. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, meaning the Holy Spirit comes and he helps us in our weaknesses. In what way are we weak, Paul? He says the following, for or because we know not what we should pray. So friends, even when we have prayed our best prayers, it is because the Spirit of God was helping us. And we begin to realize that the reason that we need help, it's because apart from the Holy Spirit, we don't know what to pray for, according to the text. For we know not what we should pray. But it's not only that we don't know what to pray, it's also we don't know how to pray. It says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. That means as we ought to pray for it. So it's not just that we don't know what to pray, but we don't know how to pray. And we'll see that even when we may pray a good prayer, we still need help. Because watch this, it says, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we have one here who comes and he helps us. intercedes for us. That's what we just read in the text. So apparently the scriptures is revealing to us that we have two advocates, two intercessors. We have Christ who intercedes for us in heaven above. But we have an intercessor here on earth, a representative that Christ has sent here, the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. Why? Because we don't know what to pray, and we don't know how to pray what we should pray. But God says, just come and pray. And what shall happen? I have one who can help you. The Spirit comes and makes intercession for us with groanings. It's another clue. If one is making an intercession for us, there has to be a mind in that person. This is how we know that the Holy Spirit is not a force, but he has to be a person, because Jesus not only refers to him by a personal pronoun, but now we see Paul here saying that the Spirit of God makes intercession. So many read that phrase, the Spirit of God, and they say, you see, it's the Spirit of God. So it came out of him, and it's really just an extension of force coming from him. It's the Spirit of God. But friends, it is similar to when we say Jesus is who? The Son of God. Jesus, yes, came from God in the sense of how? In the sense that God sent him. And he is connected to God in nature, in power, and in mission, in purpose. This is why we never say in Christianity, we never say that we worship three gods. We worship one God. Why? Not because they are a triple-headed creature. No. Not because they are a triple-headed creature and it's just an extension of one entity. No, friends. There are three persons. Three persons. But the reason, all three of them are God, but the reason that we say one is because they are perfectly united. And many people overlook that even when it comes to the great Shema found in the book of Deuteronomy, where it says, the Lord our God is one. All right? So they look at that one and they're thinking one in number. Little do many do the research and begin to realize that that word echad, the word one in the original Hebrew language from which we're getting the English, the word is echad. So there's a different word for one when it's talking about a singular entity or thing. But there's another word when it's talking about multiple things or persons that are completely united. And that word one there is echad, the great Shema, the Lord our God is one. That word one there is echad, illustrating that it is not one in number, but one in terms of unity. This is why we say we worship one, even though all three have God status. Why? Because they are perfectly united in purpose. They are perfectly united in mission. They are perfectly united in power. There has never been a conflict among them. The same word is used for Adam and Eve when it says they became one flesh in the book of Genesis. But we know that Adam and Eve is not one being that has two heads. No, they're two individuals, one just as much of a human as the other. In the same way, Jesus, the Spirit, are as much God as the Father is God. But friends, because they are so united, they are one. Therefore, we worship one God in perfect unity. Now, one of the things that we're seeing here concerning the personality of the Spirit, as we said, that the Spirit is not only called a he or referred to as him by Christ, the Spirit makes intercession. You have to have a mind to make intercession for someone, to advocate for them. Not only that, the Spirit intercedes with groanings, which cannot be uttered.
So, friends, it goes beyond even what we pray. And, friends, it's powerful. The reason that we need that, the reason that we need that help is because, as we saw, we know not what to pray and how to pray. But God says, just come and bring your heart before me, and I will make the corrections. And this is why it's so powerful, because we have two intercessors, right? We have the Holy Spirit who takes our prayers, and he helps us. Helps us in what way? In that he makes our prayers perfect. And not only does he perfect our prayers with groanings that cannot be uttered by making intercession, but he brings it before one who, in a sense, perfects it doubly. There's a double perfection, if you ever could think of that. If your mind can wrap around that, I was just trying to wrap my mind around it as I realized it, because Jesus presents our prayers before the Father. This is why he's seen in the book of Revelation as one who has incense, who has a censer with incense in it. The incense represents the prayers. The smoke that arises from the incense, we read, represents the prayers of the saints. So Christ now takes our prayers from the Spirit that makes intercession for us. And we are told in inspiration that he makes intercession for us now with unstammering tongue. So by the time it gets from us to the Spirit, to the Son, to the Father, finally, the prayer is perfected. That's why we need the Spirit and the Son, the advocates of the human race, the intercessors, as we're seeing from the text. And that's why it finally clicked for me. It finally clicked for me when I started realizing this. Lord, I need the Holy Spirit to intercede for me. I need Christ to intercede and perfect my prayers. Because many times there is self in our prayers. There is sometimes selfish motives, but God says, still come. Spend time with me, so what will happen? I can purify that. How? By my Spirit, who helps you in your weakness. So the Spirit takes our prayers and perfects it. That means it's totally cleansed from self. Jesus then takes it. And friends, it is only even more perfect, if you could say that, because the Spirit already perfects it. What more perfection do we need? But it just shows us that, friends, the Godhead is helping us. And so by the time it gets to the Father, friends, and the Father then sends back the answer. This is why, now, get this. Sometimes our prayers, what we prayed, when the answer come, it doesn't look like what we prayed for. Why? Because it has been completely purified of self. Purified of the deceptive heart and its desires. Purified of our own wills, that God's will may ultimately prevail. And when we get it, friends, it's powerful, because maybe at the moment the prayer is answered, it doesn't look like what we want, but as time goes along, we realize that we would have it no other way, because it's more than what we could even have dreamed of. Friends, that's powerful. Some of us have prayed for things, and in a few moments or days or months or years, we see God answering it. But it looked nothing like what we prayed for. Or maybe if there are things that we requested concerning ourselves, there are aspects of it that we see, yes, are answered. But it's way more than even what we asked. And some of us, as I said, when it begins to be answered, it doesn't look like what we wanted, but as time goes along, we realize we would have it no other way. So, friends, why is that? Because by the time it gets to the Father answers it. It is perfected and cleansed from self. And so we're seeing here, the Spirit indeed is a person, because he makes intercession, because he groans. Words that cannot be uttered. It then says in verse 27 of Romans chapter 8, the Holy Spirit has a mind. It says, and he that searcheth the hearts, that's God, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. He's able to recognize the mind of the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to whose will? According to the will of God. That is the Father. So we're realizing, whoa, the Father recognizes the Spirit's mind, meaning as now the prayers ascend, those intercessions are made. Why? Because everything that the Spirit is presenting to the Godhead is in harmony with the will of the Godhead. So friends, this reveals to us, whoa, the Spirit not only makes intercession, the Spirit not only grows, but also the Spirit has a mind. Friends, you cannot be a thing and it and have a mind. It must mean that this is truly what Jesus meant when he said, when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come. That Jesus literally meant that the one who is coming is actually the one who is coming. He is a person. He has a mind. He grows. He intercedes. And according to Ephesians, powerfully now, if you go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, we read this about the Holy Spirit. It says here, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So notice, not only does Jesus refer to the Holy Spirit as a he, not only does Paul say that the Holy Spirit, one second. All right. So not only does Paul say that the Holy Spirit makes intercession, not only does Paul say that the Holy Spirit groans, but Paul also says that the Holy Spirit has a mind. And now in Ephesians, he says the Holy Spirit can be saddened. He can be grieved. We know that you cannot grieve something that is not animate, something that is not alive. You can only grieve the Holy Spirit if the Holy Spirit is a person, is literally a living being. Now, as many have said, even in the Seventh-day Adventist movement, there are groups rising up saying, well, you see, it's the Holy Spirit of God. Paul says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. So it's a force coming out of him. That's what Paul meant. But as we covered before, there's certain things that are not adding up. If the Holy Spirit is just a force, as we covered before, then the things that Paul and Jesus mention about the Holy Spirit can't be true. And we know they are true. But friends, then when we finally go to inspiration, we find the following. All right? We find the following statement that is abundantly clear. This is one of the things that Ellen White even mentioned. She says, if we would take God, she mentioned it back then. Now that the gift has been given, we can't turn away from it now. But back then, before the prophetic messages were given through her, she actually stated concerning those who were before her. She said, had people accepted the word of God for what it states, she said, there would have been no need for my writings. But since the plain revelations of the word of God, as we've seen it in scripture even this evening, were rejected, God said, I will raise up a messenger to amplify what I already gave so that people could see clearly. There can be no excuse left. And so what we are covering here is the response that many say that it's the Holy Spirit of God the Father. So it's a force that comes out of him. Now notice what the messenger of God said, and this can be found in Manuscript 66. 1899. This was from a talk given on April 15th, 1899. All right? Messenger of God says the following, the Lord says this because he knows it is for our good. He would build a wall around us to keep us from transgression, so that his blessing and love may be bestowed on us in a rich measure. This is the reason we should have established a school here. The Lord instructed us that this was the place in which we should locate, speaking of schools that should be built, and we have had every reason to think that we are in the right place. Watch this. We have been brought together as a school, And we need to realize, oh friends, we need to realize that the Holy Spirit, who is as much a person as God is a person, is walking through these grounds, and that the Lord God is our keeper and helper. He hears every word we utter and knows every thought of the mind. So this is powerful, because while some may say that, whoa, the Spirit is just a force that's coming forth from God's person, we know that the Father is a person. Inspiration leaves us with no excuse. She says, we have been brought together as a school, and we need to realize that the Holy Spirit, who is as much a person as God is a person, is walking through these grounds. Friends, it leaves us. Then, friends, this is only one statement out of many that brings this truth out. And many other statements that brings out this reality. In another place, she says, in Desire of Ages, sin could only be held back by the third person of the Godhead. And so my prayer for us today is to know that the person of the Spirit is working in our prayer lives. He's working in our lives. It's powerful that when we pray, we have one to make intercession for us. Paul says the Holy Spirit is also our intercessor. And he helps us when we pray. He groans in ways that cannot be uttered. He makes intercession. How? With his own mind. That our prayers may be purified. That we may get more than even what we prayed for, better than what we could have prayed. Therefore, it is not only the Father who is working for our salvation. The Son is also working for our salvation. And the Spirit is working for our salvation. These three are one. How? Not in the sense of being one entity, no, but in the sense that they are united in purpose, in mission, in power, and in nature. Pray that this made sense, friends. And with that, let us have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your goodness toward us. We thank you so much, O Lord, that all three members of the Godhead, the heavenly trio, the three heavenly dignitaries, are fighting on our behalf. That, Lord, even our prayers, that we may not know how to pray in the way that we should, that, Lord, you make up for that, and that you sent your representative, the third person of the Godhead, to help us, that our prayers might be perfect, and that he might bring it to Jesus, who then presents it before you with unstammering tongue. That, Lord, by the time your ears hear our prayers, and you know them already, because you are omnipresent, but in the way that human beings can understand, by the time you hear our prayers and answer them in a way that is for our best. So we thank you for this. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. And just to add to that, Brother Akeem, and Heavenly Father,
yes,
we receive your Holy Spirit as Brother Akeem has prayed for us and prayed on this line. We ask that you send your Holy Spirit with us tonight, Lord, while we lie down to rest. We ask that your Spirit watch over us, take care of us, Jesus, and bless us with a peaceful. And as we get up in the morning, let us give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you tonight for this blessing, this word that we have heard. So thank you once again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, as we have listened to that, you go to sleep with a prayer on your mind that God will have his Holy Spirit, you know, work with us in these last days. We're going to need him. We're going to need him, and we're going to have to ask him and talk to him to guide us in these last days. So just be blessed tonight, and may God keep you, And I would end with this song. Thank you, Brother Akeem, for the word. Pastor Akeem, for the word. And we're going to end with this. Thank you, sisters and brothers, for coming on tonight and listening and sharing with us. So God bless and keep everyone. So we're going to end with this this song tonight. God bless.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords.